Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis Theoji, whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
Hallelujah. Let's do this fast. Let's talk a little bit about speaking in tongues and the benefits and power of speaking in tongues. Glory to God. Yes. Amen. Speaking in tongues is a supernatural language spoken by believers, those who have accepted Jesus into their hearts as their Lord and Savior and are baptized with the Holy Spirit of promise. They are usually empowered to speak with utterances that are from the Spirit. That means the Holy Spirit gives them utterance. The Holy Spirit gives them words. The Holy Spirit speaks through them. Are we here together? Are we here together? So it is the Holy Spirit. There are times where, I'm going to differentiate for you, times where your spirit is praying and when the Holy Spirit is praying through you. Now listen. In Acts chapter 1 from verse 1 to 4. Let's go there. Acts chapter 1 from verse 1 to 4. Acts chapter 1 from verse 1 to 4. Are we there? Okay, can we read the 1 to go now? The former account I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began to do and to what? Until the day in which he was taken up after he, through the Holy Spirit, had given commandment to the apostles whom he had. Let everybody read verse 3 together and verse 4. 1 to go. Go ahead now. Yes. Exactly. He promised them that they were going to receive the promise of the Father. So let's go ahead. Let's go ahead and read now. Can you see that now? Then let's go to chapter 2 from verse 1. He said they will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Then they went to the upper room and they went to tarry just as he had commanded them. Then let's look at what happened next here now. When the day of what? Okay. Very good. As of a rushing mighty wind, and he filled the whole house where they were sitting. Huh? Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of what? Fire. And one sat upon each of them. Uh-huh. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now many people do not believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit because they lack understanding of the clarity of what the Word of God says. Now in Acts chapter 2 verse 4, you can see that they were all baptized with the Holy Spirit and they began to do what? Out of 120, how many of them were baptized? Oh, you're not preaching with me. Out of 120, how many of them were baptized? 120 of them were baptized in the Holy Spirit and they began to do what? Who gave them the utterance? So speaking in tongues is the supernatural language that believers speak as a result of an enablement or an empowerment of the Holy Spirit, who gives them utterance to utter these words that they themselves may not understand, but the Spirit is the one uttering. Are we here together? Are we here together? Making any sense to you tonight? So when it was first spoken, the people who spoke didn't understand what they were speaking. It was other people who had them speak in the language. Because people usually will say things like, how do you expect me to speak what I don't understand? But in the Bible, even those who spoke in tongues for the first time, they didn't understand what they were speaking. Hello? Are we here together? The guys who spoke in tongues for the first time, they did not understand what they were speaking. They didn't understand it. Look at it from verse 5. Let's read it together. Everybody, it's going to be a teaching, and I'm sure it will enlighten your heart tonight. Let's do 1 to go now. And there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under. God ensured that this thing happened the day where every nation under heaven was represented. So that the people came for the feast. It was a particular feast that they would hold, and everybody from all over will come around for that feast. So the Bible says all the nations, and when God says that, I believe he means it. All the nations under heaven, they were represented. And when these people gathered there, God wanted to introduce a language. So he called people from all over the world that had different languages. Then the people who were praying to him for the language, he gave them the language that they did not understand, but other people understood. It had to be a sign. You don't understand what I'm saying here. Do you understand it? It had to be a sign. Because if these guys came around speaking what they understood, everybody would have said, oh, this is a normal thing. If you're saying what you understand, then it's a normal thing. Or if they were speaking that day and they were interpreting by themselves, people would have said, oh, how do they know the interpretation of what they're saying? So God had to do it in such a way that it was not going to be understood by the people speaking. In other words, the Pentecostals, as it were. Are we here together? Because it was the Feast of Pentecost. So the people who were the Pentecostals did not even speak in tongues. Because the Pentecostals were the people that were doing the feast. The apostles were not the Pentecostals. The apostles were the ones waiting for the Pentecost. The people who came for the Pentecostal feast, as it were, the Feast of Pentecost, they didn't even speak. Are we here together? So the guys that you would have referred to as Pentecostals, that day, they were not the ones speaking. They weren't the ones speaking. They came and they saw a sign. And what happened? The apostles. These were the people that Jesus had called, 12 of them. Then the disciples joining them, 120 of them, staying there at the upper room praying for days. The power of the Holy Spirit came upon them. Fire physically came upon their head and they began to speak with other tongues. And while they were speaking in tongues, Peter didn't understand what he was saying. James did not know what he was saying. It was just like what happened in the Tower of Babel. Are we here together? That all the people were speaking language, but they did not understand the language they were speaking. So Peter didn't even know what he was saying. James was speaking there. Hey, Kobo Robo Nemanagabalaya, Vandelebarushka. And Peter was there. Lika Supanande, Evranamataya. All of them, 120 people gathered there. They were speaking different languages. And they themselves did not understand what they were saying. He had to take the other people who came around to listen to them. And they said, wow, this guy is speaking my language. That sounds like German. It sounds like Dutch. It sounds like Japanese language. It sounds like French. That thing sounds like Egu. It sounds like Ijesha, kind of Yoruba, Elisha, kind of Yoruba. Ah, that's Igbo that guy is speaking. So all of them came around there that day, and while they were speaking, all of them, and as they were speaking like that, all of them, these guys came around and they were watching them. They were acting like drunk men because they were really drunk. Because they were filled with the Holy Ghost. That's why the Bible says, do not be drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be what? Filled with the Holy Spirit. Do not be drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. Because when you're drunk with wine, you act like somebody who is intoxicated. Are we here together? When you're drunk with the Holy Spirit, you also act the same way. So I believe that James and John and Peter and maybe Mary, the mother of Jesus, she was already going, one of them probably was already, you know, laughing in the Holy Ghost. And they were like, these guys are mad. They must be drunk. If they have not mistaken us for drunk men, then we have not done it the way they did it. They must look at us and say, you guys are drunk. What are you saying? Have you been there before where people say, ah, you know, these guys just say anything they like. They're very stupid guys. They just speak rubbish. They just speak rubbish. We're not speaking rubbish. Are you hearing what I'm saying? We're not speaking rubbish. This happened to the patriarchs of faith. All of them here, they were speaking. The Bible says, let's read it together. I want to go now. And when this sound occurred, the multitude came together and were confused. Can you see that now? The multitude were what? Confused. Why? Because everyone heard them speak in his own what? Everyone heard them speak in his own what? So regardless of the number of language present there that day, everyone heard them speak in his own language. If there were 350 languages, everyone heard them speak in their own language. In other words, what they were saying had a meaning, even if they did not know the meaning. Well, you're not here. everything they were saying had a meaning. They themselves did not understand. So sometimes you want to pray in tongues and something is telling you, you don't even understand what you're saying. Shut up. You need to tell that voice, get out here. I don't need to understand it. You just continue like that. You just continue. The reason many people have never spoken in tongues, you know why? They want to understand what they're speaking. And if it's the Spirit giving utterance, you may not understand what he's speaking, except he gives you access to interpret. Are you here with me? But that day, he didn't give them access to interpret. Peter didn't come up and start interpreting what they were saying. Neither did Thomas do the same thing. Neither did Mary or any of them. They didn't have to do that. Why? God was showing a sign that will be the way things will continue after Pentecost. That after Pentecost, people will be speaking these tongues everywhere around the world. And they themselves will not understand what they're saying. Except they are given supernatural empowerment to interpret whatever it is they have said. Are we here together? Glory to God. So let's read it together, everyone. Now, verse 7. Let's move on. Verse 7. Then they were all amazed and marveled, saying to one another, look, are not all these who speak what? That means all the guys that were speaking were supposed to be Galileans. How will a Galilean speak Elisha language? How will a Galilean speak Eshan language? How will a Galilean speak Hausa language? How will... It's weird. They never learned that language. They've never been to Nigeria. They've never been to any part of the world. These guys were local fishermen. Majority of them, they were people that traveled wild. So you probably say they've traveled wide, so they know a lot of things. No! Ordinary men. Are we here together? Ordinary men, they were just speaking. Kepo repo sakapaya. And necroscope regatele bashata. And meneke swakapa. I believe they must have been sweating because they didn't have AC those days. I don't know what happened, but they were just there. They were just there soaked and drenched in the presence and in the power of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says all the people were amazed and they were saying to one another, look at all this. Are they not all Galileans who are speaking? Verse 8, let's go ahead now for time's sake. Want to go loud and clear? And how is it that we hear each in our own language in which both we were born? In other words, we were born in the language that these guys are speaking. They weren't born in that language, but they can speak it. Are you getting what I'm saying this evening? Is it making any sense to you? So that I want to answer your questions, at the same time, give light before we break forth and pray in the Holy Ghost a little bit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm excited because every time I have to talk about the Holy Spirit, he always will show up. Yes. Are we ready? Verse 9. Let's move on now. Everybody loud. I want you to read so that it's easier. Okay. Just look at this once before you read, because it's always here we actually speak in tongues. Yeah. So let's do it. Let's read now. I want to go now. Parthians, Medes, Elamites, those dwelling in Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia. Yeah. Oh, you got it right. Egypt, that's Africa. Are we here together? So guys came from Africa. And I believe that some of my grandparents joined them. And your grandparents, so they went for the feast. Christianity is not the white man's religion. Because even the white man, as he were, Christianity came to them. Are we here together? Yes. Look at what the Bible says here. And the part of what? That's Africa again. That means Africans were really much there. They are always everywhere. Anywhere you get to, don't see an African, just do what? Run away. Especially if you don't see an Igbo man. Oh, carry your bag, run. There's no business there. Glory to God. Yes. So the Bible says, adjoining what? Cyrene. Visitors from where? Rome. Both Jews and proselytes. Cretans. Arabians. Can you see that now? Arabs. Arabs, all of them said what? We hear them speaking in our own tongues the wonderful works of God. Wow. In other words, the first thing they started saying that they were speaking in tongues, they were declaring God's praise. They were speaking and saying, he's wonderful. He's glorious. He's a merciful God, creator of all the earth. He's a mighty God. The tongues that they were speaking, the interpretation of the tongues, all were to the praise of God's name. Are we here together? Are you tired? Oh, don't be tired. So, all the guys speaking in tongues, they were all speaking. And every single person heard them speak in their own language. And they were speaking and magnifying the name of God. They were making bold his name. They were declaring his name in all the languages. They were just speaking. 120 of them. I believe that it is possible that one person probably spoke two or three languages at a time. Are we here together? If all the nations under heaven would have been around here, as it were, then you must be able to understand that all of them were speaking different things. Then verse 12. Now let's go very fast. So they were all what? And perplexed, saying to one another, whatever. But they needed an interpretation. But let's go see what happened there. Others mocking said, they are full of new wine. They are, but that's how your neighbors sometimes, they say, in the night, then your neighbor passes through the window like, but while they are doing that, your destiny is taking shape. Your life is aligning. The glory of God is shining upon you. Are you getting what I'm saying here? And I've never, one of the things that I have seen that believers, we don't do, there are a lot of things believers do and they hide about, they are shy, but not tongues. Have you discovered? Not tongues. We speak it everywhere. Kesu pranta, andaglia bashukapa, pelos kovrende in the gruba shkataladas. And we just speak it. And they are wondering, why are they talking like that? Why are they always too bold whenever they are saying it? Are we here together? But you know why? The day they spoke in tongues, these guys were guys that were hiding before. They were running away. They couldn't even stand the people. But as soon as the Spirit came upon them, the Bible says they were bold. They became bold like lions. The lion, the righteous is as bold as what? Lion. And they started speaking massively. They spoke until they thought that they were drunk. That's how serious. Then now the interpretation comes. Can we read it together? I want to go now. But Peter, standing up with the 11, raised his voice and said to them, men of Judah and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and heed my word. The same Peter that was running away from a little girl, now he had boldness. Now the power came upon him. Now he could speak boldly. He didn't even look at what anybody was going to say. He didn't even care whether that same girl was there and would say, are you not the one? He was ready to die at this moment. Something had taken over Peter. The Bible says, it says, for these are what? Not drunken. In other words, Peter said, we are not drunk. We are not drunk. As you suppose, since it is only the third hour of that, it's too early for us to be drunk now. That's what Peter was saying. In other words, people who drink, they drink at certain hours. But those of us who drink in the Holy Ghost, we drink every time. Every time. Are you getting what I'm saying here? Every time. So they were surprised that they were doing this at a very odd hour, because it's not normal to drink by that time. But we drink in the Holy Ghost. You wake up by 1 a.m. If it is 4 a.m. Whether it is 6 a.m. Lunch break 12 p.m. They're like, hello, calm down. Sometimes something strange is about to happen around you and all of a sudden it comes upon you. Are you okay? Yeah, I'm okay. Is he okay? And all of a sudden you are overwhelmed with the presence, with the power, with the fullness of the Holy Ghost. The Bible says they thought that they were drunk. And he said, no, it's just about the third hour of the day. Let's go ahead. But this is that. This is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. That it shall come to pass in the last days. I will do what? Upon all. Your sons and daughters will do what? Your young men shall do what? Your old men shall do what? Now, Peter trying to explain to them that that thing that Joel said, Joel did not say they will speak in tongues. But Joel said the Spirit will be poured out. But you know, we see in part and we prophesy in part. So Joel prophesied in part, but in Mark 16, before they spoke in tongues, Jesus already said it ahead, that these signs shall follow them that believe. So it's not something new or strange. We were expecting that a time will come where these guys will speak in tongues. Speaking in tongues is not something that Jesus did not talk about. He said it, that it will come to pass in the last. He said it rather, that these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, they will cast out devils. They will lay hands on the sick. They will speak with what? Other tongues. Look at it. So after then, the Lord had spoken to them. No, go ahead. Go back. Let's complete it. The Lord has spoken to them. 16. Glory to God. I guess they are drunk in the Holy Ghost. We need to help them. Amen. So what I'm saying here is that Jesus Christ said the same thing in Mark. He said, so then after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up to heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. No, that's not where we're supposed to read. Verse 16, yes. He who believes, Jesus is speaking here now, and is baptized will be what? Saved. But he who does not believe is condemned already. These signs shall follow those who do what? In my name. So Jesus speaking here. In my name, they will cast out. The next thing is that they will do what? Can you see that people are not supposed to argue things that are very clear in scripture? One of the reasons why you have not spoken in tongues, write it down. If anyone has not spoken in tongues, number one, you were wrongly thought. Reasons why you have never spoken in tongues. Number one, you were wrongly thought. Number two, you are afraid of sinning against the Holy Spirit. These are the common reasons I have discovered. People are saying, I don't want to sin against the Holy Spirit. I don't want to blaspheme. That's not blasphemy. That's not blasphemy. That has nothing to do with blasphemy. If you are going to blaspheme, you'll be saying something that somebody can understand. You can't blaspheme in tongues. Did you hear what I just said? Nobody can blaspheme in tongues. It's not possible to blaspheme in tongues. In a language you don't understand, you can't blaspheme. You were wrongly thought. Just agree and accept it. Then number two, you are probably afraid of offending the Holy Spirit. You don't want to offend the Holy Spirit. You know. And number three, you are too conscious in the flesh. You lack faith. Because you speak in tongues by faith. Just as Jesus said. The way you cast out devils by what? That's how you speak in tongues by what? Because you cast out devils because the Holy Spirit is upon. You speak in tongues because the Holy Spirit is upon. Is it very easy to understand? Does it look complex? It's not. Very easy. Very easy. So I guess I've been able to clear that. Then, in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, Paul confirms that when you speak in tongues, no one understands because you speak to God. 1 Corinthians 14 from verse 1 to 2. 1 Corinthians 14 from verse 1 to 2. Let's do this fast. Pursue love and desire spiritual gifts, but especially that you may do what? Prophesy. So, in this scripture, Paul was actually emphasizing prophecy. But trying to emphasize prophecy, he had to say a lot of things about speaking in tongues. So he says, for he who speaks in tongues does not speak to men, but to who? God. So if I'm speaking to God, what's your business? Why should you bother knowing what I'm saying? Hello? I'm intentionally speaking it around you because I don't want you to know what I'm saying. If I wanted you to know what I'm saying, I'll speak in English. Hello? Yes. If I wanted you to know what I'm saying, I'll be speaking in English. Father, Lord Jesus Christ, I pray today. You know, sometimes you're praying some things and you know what you're praying. But you know that what you're praying is too deep for you to just allow everybody to understand what you're saying. Then you switch. And because you are not conscious of your neighbor, you don't even know what your neighbor is also saying. But when you are too conscious of your neighbor, you will contact your neighbor's tongue. Because it's actually contagious. You know how it works? This is how it works. If I start speaking in tongues now, another believer around, you'll be scared immediately to speak. deep calls unto deep. If something happens here and I go, the next believer, if you are a believer, something will come out. You know, it's not something you can go. It's like somebody is talking and you're responding. Are you getting what I'm saying here? That's how it works. So if I'm conscious of what another person is saying, just as I will understand the person speaking English language, so also I can pick that tongue immediately. If you stay with those that are speaking a particular language for a while, you will pick their tongue. If not everything, you pick some syllables. Oh, that's why new believers can pick the syllables of somebody. It's very easy to understand. So somebody can stay here now, and I'm just speaking in tongues. And for the first time he or she speaks in tongues, they are saying something very similar to what I am saying. The reason is because it's not that the Holy Spirit is not the one giving them utterance. I have gotten an utterance from the Holy Spirit. There is a depth in them, but just like babies usually will learn how to speak, that person is connecting. Over time, the person will not be saying what I'm saying anymore. He's learned the language. He understands the language. He's grown. And sometimes there could be a common language in a particular house. If you've been around, you understand what I'm saying. There could be a common language in a particular house. In other words, the angel of that house has introduced a spiritual language that we unconsciously, it's not nobody plans it now. Nobody plans it, just happens. Are we here together? Glory to God. He says, for he who speaks in tongues does not speak to men, but speaks to God. For no one understands him. However, in the spirit, he speaks mysteries. No one understands him. Can you see it now? No one. But however, he says in the spirit, he's not saying nonsense. He's actually speaking. He didn't say he's saying rubbish. He didn't say he's saying nonsense. He said he's speaking mysteries. Mystical words. If he had said those things in English, nobody will ever believe. Because you probably will be speaking in tongues. And as you are saying, you are communicating deep, very deep things about 5 years ahead of your life, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. Nobody will believe it. If you say it, some people will knock you out and say, you think you ever get to this point, you will never get there. But I spoke those things as mysteries to God. And gradually I'm aligning, I'm getting there. Are we here together? Getting there. So get to understand that now. Let me move for time's sake. Now, when you speak in tongues, you don't expect anyone, including yourself, to understand, except it is interpreted. And interpretation also comes by the Holy Spirit, because there is a gift of interpretation. And the person who is speaking also can interpret. Are we here together? Yes. As you grow in the things of the Spirit, you know that you are no longer speaking to edify yourself alone. You are now speaking to benefit the church. So when I speak in tongues in church, if I had come to this church today in service and I brought my Bible up here and I just looked at church and I said, initially, some of us will be responding and say, amen, amen. At the point, you don't know what to say again. If I continue like that, everybody will just carry their Bible. Maybe for respect, you'll just be there. Then neighbors will start. I know people that will start talking. Yes. Yes. In no long time, you know, very shortly, you just notice that Busayo is looking at where. And the Jedi company will start their own. I trust my admin team. I know them. They will do their own too. I know all the teams in this church. Organized teams. They'll start wondering like, your Bible says that if I do that, I'm not helping anybody. The reason is because nobody understands what I'm saying. But as I'm speaking right now, you can understand what I'm saying. Is that not? And you'll be blessed. Is that not? But when I'm speaking in tongues, I am building up myself. But if I speak in tongues, maybe during the course of my prayer or something, in the name of Jesus, then I speak prophetic words. Oh, pastor, is that interpretation? Oh, why not? How do you know? The spirit in me bears witness. It's not your spirit. Is it your tongue? Is it your spirit? Are you the one trying to say something? I'm going to explain to you how this works. This is how it works. Usually when you're praying in tongues, your understanding is unfruitful. Is that not? In other words, your mind cannot calculate what you are saying. but your mind might have something of its own. Am I making sense here now? Something can be in my mind for the church while I'm praying in tongues. So while I'm praying in tongues, the Holy Spirit can lay something in my mind also and give me the clarity of that thing. And just as I'm praying in tongues, I'm just speaking, I declare, because somebody under the sound of my voice, who is expecting this? In recent time, I've gotten several testimonies. Yes, several testimonies in the last 2 weeks. Testimonies of people, one thing or the other. You said morning prayer here. On Sunday service, you said this and all that. And sometimes you're just speaking in tongues and praying. I declare now in the name of Jesus. If there's anyone here, pop, and that's it. Word of knowledge can come like that. Word of wisdom can come during the course of praying in tongues like that. Because one of the things that speaking in tongues does for you is that it activates the other gifts of the Spirit. It opens you up. It opens the channel so that the expression for prophecy can come. The expression for interpretation can come. The expression for word of knowledge can come. The expression for healing can come. The expression for faith can come. Why? Because it emboldens you. You become bold and you can get certain things. You can say certain things under that unction. So speaking in tongues actually helps you to open up the channel for the expression of other gifts. Does anyone get what I'm sharing tonight? Are you being blessed? Are you being blessed? Glory to God. If I cannot understand what he or she is saying, it doesn't mean that they are saying nonsense. No, it is your language limitation that has caused it. Because you are limited. You know, how many languages do you know? How many of us here can speak five languages? Five languages. Five. Four. You can speak four. Four. Can you stand up? Okay. Four languages. Are you sure you mean it? Okay, what are they? English, Yoruba, Pidgin. And which other one? And what? In tongues. Wow. But actually, the only one that I would say disqualified you was Pidgin, because I wasn't expecting Pidgin anyway. But tongues, oh yeah. Now, but in reality, human language that you we speak every day, apart from tongues, and Pidgin. Any other person that can speak four languages? Apart from tongues and pidgin? Okay, what language? Igbo, Hausa, Yoruba, and English. You can speak Igbo. Can you speak Yoruba? French. But it's not half our French. Q, eh? Eh? But you can speak, just not very fluent, but when somebody's speaking, you can understand what they're saying. All of us know that one. Command to tapel. Joma pel. All of us know French. We are Frenchists. Glory to God. Are we here together? Okay, so you do not know all the languages in the world, so you cannot claim that what I am saying is nonsense. Because if one person can stand here to say you know all the languages in the world, and you tell me that I'm saying nonsense, I will agree with you, because you know all the languages in the world. And just like the day of Pentecost, you'll be able to judge me to say that what you're saying is not correct. I can't trace any of the language in the world that you're saying now that is attached to this thing you just said, I will agree. But because not one person on the face of the earth is present that can speak all the languages in the world, and if we have to gather, I don't know if it is possible to gather every language, tongue and tribe all over the world and bring them to one hall, then let me speak in tongues. I guarantee you, if they listen, all of them, somebody will be picking what I'm saying. There's nothing that is uttered by the human mouth that is not a tongue. That is why it is called speaking in tongues of men. And if they understand, and anyone says, I don't understand what you're saying, then I'm speaking tongues of angels. Because Paul said in Corinthians, though I speak with the tongues of men and the tongues of what? Angels. So you can't even tell if I'm speaking the tongues of men now, I'm speaking the tongues of angels. So you can't judge my tongue to say it is wrong. You can't say it is nonsense that I'm saying. You can't say I'm saying rubbish, because you understand just your own tongue. You understand just your own language. So you cannot place judgment on mine, because I might be speaking one of the over 300 and something languages that exist all over the world. And maybe I've even crossed from the language of men and I've entered the language of angels. Are you getting what I'm saying tonight? Is it a good way to defend tongues when somebody's asking you a question now? Yes, you can defend yourself better when somebody's asking you. So what they know is just the tongues of men. They don't know the tongues of angels. So reasons every believer must speak in tongues. Number one, 1 Corinthians 14 verse 18. Paul said he spoke in tongues more than all of them. Can you see that? Paul said he spoke in tongues more than all. He said, I thank my God I speak in tongues more than you all. How does Paul know that he speaks in tongues more than everybody? It's possible he has gauged their spiritual life, because if you meet a person who consistently and constantly prays in tongues, there are certain signs that they exhibit. Number one, the manifestation of the fruit of the Spirit. The gifts of the Spirit will start finding expression. Number two, if a person speaks in tongues intentionally, yielding to the Holy Spirit, the manifestation of the fruit of the Spirit, it shapes your character. Oh, Pastor Mavis, but I see a lot of people around me, they speak in tongues. I see them commit fornication and other things. Oh, they are not yielding to the Spirit. They are not submitting to the Spirit. They are allowing their flesh. Because if you speak in tongues and you yield to the Spirit, allow that tongue. Because what it does is that the Bible says Jeremiah, brought a coal from the fire and he put where? In my tongue. And he said, today your iniquity is taken. When the Holy Spirit allowed their tongues to experience fire, that day the fire on their head was not just on their head. What you see on their head was ignited. The expression came out of their mouth. So they were purged of their iniquity. And anytime somebody is speaking in tongues and they are still doing anyhow and living anyhow, the reason is because they are not yielding to the Spirit. They are not submitting. If you consistently and continuously speak in tongues and you are consciously aware of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, you will not be yielding to sin. In fact, one of the things that speaking in tongues does is that it makes it difficult for you to yield to temptation. I can't be coming out from Rebanamanakabaya. If a conductor insults me, the consciousness will be there. I will just look at him. Because I'm conscious of what I'm doing. You can't be speaking in tongues, consciously actively speaking in tongues, repan while you're driving. Ruana kabalegede rushko rekeswaga pa 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 pa. Eriko seketele bashaba. If a half naked girl passes, you will move your face. Meko saka pa 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 pa. But if you are not speaking in tongues, you might have a second look. Do you understand what I'm saying? Don't mind them. They're pretending. You cannot be speaking in tongues. And a guy comes and he touches you and you say, I am feeling somehow. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because there is a spirit. Something is happening at that moment. And you cannot have finished speaking in tongues after coming out. If a temptation shows up that moment, you have the greater chance of escaping. It's very high. The reason is because you are edified. You are built up. Except you now intentionally come from that your exalted position and submit to your flesh. If you speak in tongues actively, and you're just in your office and your boss just comes out and say, come, who did this thing? And before you would have said, it's not me. That day you stop. Sir, you start explaining yourself, because he's the Spirit of truth. As if you lie at that moment, you know, there are times people lie and they don't feel they lie because they have become Linus, you know, that kind of thing. So, but sorry if your name is Linus, I'm just saying it. But okay, I'm just trying to think if they can change the name to Truth News or something, but it's not going to work. Glory to God. So you see, you what I'm saying is that when you're speaking in tongues, there is an activation. Are you getting what I'm saying here now? there is an activation. That's why I usually advise people, when somebody says, "Ah, pastor, I'm having the pressure of pornography, or pressure of masturbation, or pressure of sex," I say, start by speaking in tongues. Your flesh will be stubborn initially. As I behold, I become. The urge gradually. You see, many times when people are caught in temptation, the first thing the devil does is to stop your mouth. You can't even speak in tongues. You can't even command the spirit. You can't. He will just tell you, fight all the battle in your mind. Fight in your mind. In your mind. In your mind. Be saying you can. And you know what? The battles of the mind, if you must win, you will win with words. Do you get what I'm saying now? So one of the reasons why people, for somebody must have learned something today. One of the reasons you always yield. One reason you always, for whatever reason, it's difficult for you. One reason you're saying, I don't know what. You are not allowing the overshadowing influence of the spirit. Oh, but pastor, I've seen people who speak in tongues. Like, I told you what happened. The reason is because they are not yielding. They are submitting to their flesh and not yielding to the Holy Spirit. They are not. They are not. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? Yes. So it is, number one is that it's an initial evidence or a sign of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 2 verse 24. That's why you must speak in tongues. Number two, speaking in tongues is a way of edifying yourself, building up yourself. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 14. 1 Corinthians 14:14. It says, he that prayeth in an unknown tongues does what? Builds up himself. The word edify there means to, like, building a house. Like restoring a building. To promote growth in Christian wisdom. Then to embolden. Like Jude 20. It said, building up yourself in your most holy faith. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Building up yourself. And you know, when you are built up, you are able to fight things. It's like your immune system is built. You can stand something. Is anyone getting what I'm saying tonight? Making any sense to you tonight? Yes. For time's sake, I'm going to stop somewhere around here. Some other time we're going to continue. Are we here together? Yes. I have a lot to share with you, but some other time we're going to continue. Let me say this before I close. There is a slight difference between speaking in tongues and what the Bible records in Romans chapter 8 verse 26. Open it. Let me show you. Everybody read it together. Now listen, this is different from speaking in tongues. Now this is different. I know we have used it every time we talk about speaking in tongues. We quote this, we use it. But let me explain to you. When you're speaking in tongues, the Holy Spirit gives you utterance, tells you to open your mouth and speak. So you start speaking in this language that you do not understand, but remember, you are the one speaking. The Holy Spirit gave the utterance. Are you get what I'm saying now? He gave the utterance. He deposited it into your spirit and it passed from your spirit. Your mind doesn't understand it, but your mouth is conveying it. But in this context, it is not your spirit that is speaking. Your mouth cannot even speak. Read it again. Want to go now? Likewise, the spirit also helps our weaknesses. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought to. But the spirit himself. Can you see now? In the first instance of speaking in tongues, he tells you to open your mouth. He will feel it. So he prays through your spirit. Do you understand now? Through your spirit is picking signals and your mouth is pouring. But in this case, you get to a realm where your mouth is short of what to say. Your mouth cannot express it the way it ought to express it again. Now, you also do not even know how you should pray the way you ought to. Are you getting what I'm saying now? He did not say you don't know. He said, for we do not know what we should pray. Rather, he didn't say you don't know how to pray. To how to pray is what Jesus Christ said. Our Father who art in heaven has taught us. But he said what to pray. That means the words. Even if he decides to pass it through your spirit, there's a level you have entered where your mouth. Look, in this prayer, your mouth cannot utter. In this prayer, you don't utter. In this prayer, what happens is, You are crying, you are worshiping, you are in pain, you want to talk, that you'll be hearing things that and this usually happens when you have cruised, you have climaxed. So initially the spirit allowed you speaking in tongues, you can activate it by yourself, but this praying you cannot activate by yourself. You get to a point where you are praying already. Rapu negede lebashaya. Ekwana kaka 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 kaka. Rua ya kapa pa 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 pa. Menieko seberegede lebashwata. Erua kaka kaka kaka. Then somehow it's as if you are weak. That's a silent prayer. Then you are there. You can't utter anymore. He has taken over. Why? Because weakness has caught up with your mouth. Weakness has caught up with your vocal cords. Then the spirit steps in and says, I'm moving out from your spirit. I will now pray by myself. And if I'm praying, you shut up. Do you get the gist here? So while I'm praying, you do what? Shut up. You can only express, you can't say. But when you are praying in tongues, he will give you the opportunity to speak words. Deep groanings. But here you are sighing. Another translation says you are sighing. Like, you will not be able to. He has taken over completely. And guess what he does here? He now begins to pray. Go to the next verse. Is that the next verse? Let me see. 27. Look at what he does. Now he who searches the heart knows the mind of the spirit. Knows the mind of the spirit is. Who knows what the mind of the spirit is? Because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of. He who searches what? Knows what? Makes intercession for the saints according to the will of. So because he knows what is in your mind that you really want to pray. But now you don't have the strength to say it. So he reads those lines. Then he takes it from that place. Considering that the things in your mind might also be wrong. Then he becomes the one doing the whole work by himself. So at that point, you can never pray amiss. At that point, you cannot get it wrong. Why? The spirit himself who searches the mind of God and your own mind. Scan through your mind. See what you intend to say. Scan through the mind of God. See what God is saying. Then he picks the lines of what you are saying that is correct and leaves the one that is not correct and join the dots with what God is saying. Then your life begins to move. Rise on your feet. Spirit, can you pray in the Holy Ghost tonight? As I travel, I will bring far. As I travel, I will bring far. As I travel, I will bring far. Child of God, pray from your being. If you have not prayed in tongues in the before, lift up your mouth right now. Open up your mouth right now. The Holy Ghost is filling you. The Holy Ghost is filling you. The Holy Ghost is filling you. Right now. 1, 2, 3. Receive the Holy Ghost. Receive the Holy Ghost. Receive the Holy Ghost. Receive the Holy Ghost. Open your mouth now and pray. Open your mouth now and pray. That's it. That's it. That's it.
Just focus. Focus. And right now, he's going to be praying through your mouth. He's going to be praying through your mouth. Yes, yes, yes. Your mouth is open. Be bold. Be bold. You have heard the truth. You know the truth now. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Shema nagaba yagaba rababa bababa baba. Elie menegede lebo ruaya. Ekone menegede lebo ruata. Ebraka barakala lebo ruadi. Eruma nagaro lebo shaba bababa bababa. Eso menegede lebo robado lebo shaidi. Eswa nagaba yagaba 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 yagaba. Yes, 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 yes. That's the Holy Ghost. That's the Holy Ghost. We have 3 more minutes. Can you pray in the Holy Ghost? Yes, 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 that's it. That's it. Holy Ghost, overflow. 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 Overflow.
As I travel, I will bring forth.
You get drunk. Don't act like those people that were watching the apostles. Pray, child of God. Don't say you are looking for the tongue. The word is nailed in the word is in your mouth already. The Holy Ghost is giving you the utterance already. Say it. Whatever it is. Say it. Feel free to say it.
Drunk.
They thought they were drunk. how you pray the will of God without bias. This is how you pray the mind of God without interference. This is how you stay in the will of God without any hindrance. Through your groaning, he's making intercession. Your spirit is praying right now because he has dropped the language in your spirit. Out of your belly, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Let the river flow.
River flow. We'll bring every dead thing to life.
The life-giving river, oh, that flow
right here, right now.
And as the river flow,
Shemana barababa. One on your head, one on your belly. Child of God, pray now. It's proper regular level shaya. It's so baba baba baba. Yes, 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 yes. That's the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is moving. Make sure you are focused. Don't be distracted. You can lose out if you are distracted. You focus. Spirit. Quench not the Spirit. Allow the Spirit to flow through the mouth. Now. Now. Flow.
Rivers of living water.
This is how people get words. This is how people write books. People create sounds. As you pray like this at a particular level, you begin to hear sounds of angels. You begin to see things in the spirit.
Don't stop. Let your sound come alive. Build up yourself. Build up. Be sensitive. You will hear. You will see. Some of you, new syllables. Deeper in the language. being exchanged for strength. The areas where you fell before, now you are strengthened by the Holy Ghost. Where you could not do the will of God before, now you will go back and you will stand firm in the perfect liberty. Something in that hand. It's not heavy for nothing. It's a sign there is something there. Too many things are running through your mind right now. It's a sign that you can pick signals. There are many things God wants to show you, but you need to be still to pick that signal. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Almost giving up. The burden in the family is too much, and you just seem to be the person. God said to tell you strength. Strength. He's supplying you strength. God is supplying you strength. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayer. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of this life-transforming messages, stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center. And visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.